If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you've likely heard me talk about fatherhood. You've listened to me talk about my 8 children. The first group of children that I fathered had a much different experience than the second group is having. The man I am has changed drastically, and with that, my behaviors have changed. Now, today I want to share some of the learnings that I've had from these experiences and really what I focus on in fatherhood now. I'm Steve Baumgartner, your host and founder of the Fire Forge Leader podcast. And my mission here today and the mission of this podcast is to serve you through providing knowledge and tools around leadership strategies on 3 primary battlefronts. Those battlefronts are simply in the workplace, out in the community, and most importantly, with your family. Now let's get to work.
Leaders are not born in a womb. They are forged through heat, pressure, and a whole lot of sweat. The Fire Forge Leader podcast serves the audience through exploring leadership at work, in the community, and with the family, using a practical perspective and real-life experiences from the host, Steve Baumgartner, and his guests in the Forge. Now, it's time to enter the Forge with the Fire Forged Leader.
If you're watching this on video today, you're probably going to notice a little bit of bouncing. Now, video and audio both, you're probably going to notice a little bit of difference in the audio. I'm not using my professional mic or mixer or anything else today. I'm actually recording this on a mobile device. The reason for that is I'm still working on my studio at the house. So forgive me for the way this looks and sounds, but really we're here for the content anyways. So I hope you can forgive me on that front. Now, before we get into this, I want to remind you of a couple ways that you can help this show. First, make sure you go to whatever podcasting app you're currently listening to this on and give the Fire Forge Leader podcast a rating. And while you're there, can you leave a review? This allows others to know why you listen to this show. And last but not least, if you haven't already done so, smash that subscribe button so you don't miss out on a single episode. Now, this weekend was Easter weekend. For my family, it is the largest and most important holiday of the entire year. During this last week, during Holy Week, we have just a tremendous amount of learnings. For my family, we understand why we are Catholic, starting with Holy Thursday and the institution of the Eucharist. We learn how to serve others through the washing of feet, even Judas's. And that's something that really hit me hard this year. But then we learn sorrow and loneliness and different things like that through the rest and the crucifixion and all the atrocities that went along with that. We understand through all that we have to suffer sometimes before we can understand the joy that comes after it. And then finally, the Easter season culminates into this amazing resurrection of our Lord. So, why is that all important? Well, for a lot of reasons, that's important. But for me and for this weekend, this was a time of family, right? And we had 7 out of our 8 children at the house, along with our 2 grandchildren. And it was an amazing time for me to reflect. And as I was sitting back in my chair on Sunday, I was watching my kids have a Nerf gun war out in the yard. And I had my grandson on my lap. And we were just chilling. And I'm watching from my deck all of my children interact. And I couldn't help but just to look at them, to look at all my kids with amazement. Now, like I said before, if you listen to this podcast for any length of time, you know my older children had it rough. They had it rough because I failed as a father back then. And I'm not going to go into that too deep today, but I thank God daily that they have given me the grace of forgiveness. Now, my younger children have definitely had a much better father, and therefore a much better leader in their lives than what my older children had. And I wanted to share some things today that I believe are very important as a father. And these things come from the comparison of who I was back then and who I am today and what's really different. So the first thing is patience, right? We talk about this concept all the time that we need to have patience. And I'm going to tell you straight out of the gate, I am not the most patient person in the world. And anybody who's ever lived with me can attest to this fact. Whether it's getting everybody ready for church, getting them out the door for an appointment, long-winded conversations, or simply someone to finish up a task that they're working on, my patience level is very low. I am always in waiting mode, and it's an irritant for me. But I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that I've learned is that children need patience and they need grace. And the experts, using air quotes here, the experts say that it takes 5 positive interactions to overcome 1 negative interaction. Now, if we stop and think about that, I sure as hell don't want to waste those negative interactions on something that doesn't even matter. Things like nagging and complaining and that those sorts of things. Because I'm impatient, I don't want to waste those negative interactions on that. If I'm going to have a negative interaction with one of my children, and I'm using negatively broadly, but it's going to be for holding them accountable for something that truly matters. A safety topic, an integrity issue, something along those lines. Now, I did a lot of nagging and complaining with my older children. I try not to do that so much with my younger ones. And I'm going to tell you that this is a skill set that you can practice and become proficient in. You don't have to settle for, well, that's just the way I am. The deep work and patience is really slowing down and thinking before you speak. All right, moving on to the next thing. Number 2 is your children will learn a ton more by what you do, not what you say. So when you tell your kids you're going to do something, you need to do it. They're going to look to those actions, not to the words. Also, don't ask your kids to do things that you're not willing to do yourself. For example, if you don't want your parents to cuss, then you need to stop cussing. If you don't want your parents or your, sorry, excuse me, you don't want your children to be daily drinkers when they're adults, you can't drink in front of them daily. You need to show them how to do those things responsibly. So overall, we need to showcase the person that we want our children to grow into. And by all means, never use the term or the saying, do as I say, not as I do. That's not fair to that child. They model our actions and sometimes model our words. Number three, children need to have some agency over their lives. Now, let me refresh your memory on what we're trying to do here. With our children, we are trying to mold them into healthy and capable adults. So when we micromanage all these decisions, we actually take away from their agency, and it's going against the mission of growing healthy and capable adults. Now, children actually become more capable the more decisions that they're able to make. So give them some guardrails, right? Give them things that are safe for them to make decisions on. Start off with things like, hey, you know, this year you need to pick, right? Do you want to play soccer this year or do you want to play football, right? Do you want to go out for scouts? Do you want to go out for dance? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Where would you like to eat at today? I usually pick, right? But where do you think would be the best place for our family to go eat at today? And then you can start getting into more complex topics and give them agency in those areas. And then when they need to be course corrected, simply work with them to logically work to a good conclusion through asking a lot of questions. Well, why do you want to do that? It also gives you a chance to understand them. Maybe your way is not always the best, and we'll get to that here in a little bit. But if you want them to experience the world and do things the right way, to do the right things when they're adults, they need to be able to make some of those choices while you're still here for a safety net, right? If you never let them go to a party, they never can prove to you that they can do it responsibly. Now, that doesn't go for everything. There's just some things that are inherently bad and you should say no on. But there's some things that they need to prove to you that they can handle those kind of decisions. All right, next is show humility. As parents, we always want to show that we're right. We're not always right. Allow your children to understand that you can make mistakes as well, that you are human. Through that, you can show them what it's like to be apologetic and humble. And once again, being a parent does not always make you right. It just makes you older. Next, learn to let things go. We as adults, we hold on to things when people hurt us, when we don't feel right about something, whatever. Kids are a lot more different than adults. They know how to forgive. They know how to let things roll off their backs. They reset at a fast pace. And through all this, they're learning their own emotions and the action and reaction to situations. So we as parents have to be able to let go. We need to let go of the anger when we're angry with them. We need to let go of the annoyances that we have for our children. We need to let go of things and the buttons that they push. You have to reset quickly, just as they do. I mentioned it before. It takes 5 positive interactions to overcome 1 negative. We do not want to breed the same dysfunction in our children that we have in ourselves. Every parent wants their child to be better than them. So this is one way that you can do it. Consistency. I can't speak enough to consistency. Consistency is key. Consistency in schedules. Consistency in our behaviors, in our activities. At the end of the day, really, everybody loves consistency, right? We want to know what's coming next. If we want that, why wouldn't we allow that for our children, right? So, yeah, it's nice. Spontaneous date night with your wife. That's good. That's good. But if you're always spontaneous, it's bad, right? Your wife's not going to like that. So I would suggest putting some things in place. Consistency in chores, consistency in mealtime, expectations around sitting around the table, you know, different things like that. But all within this realm of consistency. For example, Saturday is the time that we do family time, right? My wife has consistency with the homeschooling day. Mondays is when I record for the podcast. There's a lot of different things that are just, everybody knows what to expect. Now, these are some simple things that I've learned over the years with fatherhood. And I believe that these things are immensely, immensely important with raising children. But as I look through this list that I just talked about, it really applies to fatherhood, but it also applies to any leading experience. If we work on these at home, it's going to improve our home life. If we work on these in the workplace, we're going to see success there as well. So that's what I got for you today. I hope that you're able to take something away from this today. And happy Easter. Now, leaders, you have come here once again to listen to this message, but listening is not enough. What are you going to apply today, this week, or this month that's going to move the needle? Remember, when you become a better leader, you become a better spouse, and you become a better parent, a better coworker, and ultimately that person that other people want to follow. Thank you.
You have just experienced the heat and pressure of the forge. Remember, words without action are meaningless. Now, after the heat of the forge, shape your thoughts, quench your brain, then put your new tools to use, adding to your leadership. Tune in next week for more lessons from the forge.